We've all been in the position where someone we care about is demanding we immediately do something we are not comfortable doing. These demands can be just about anything. You have to go to this event. You have to leave what you're doing and run this errand for me right now. You have to talk this through with me now. You have to watch my dog while I go out of town. You have to change your plans so you can take me to the doctor next week. Another way of saying it is that someone wants you to give up your needs in order to take care of their needs. And if you don't do it, you'll be made to feel guilty, have to endure their anger or retaliation, maybe even fear they'll love you less. The solution is a balancing act. If you always give up your needs to meet the needs of others, you're teaching them it's okay to make these demands and not be considerate of you. If you always refuse to meet their needs and only meet your own needs, you risk losing the relationship because you're not sufficiently nurturing. It's ideal if the people in your life are reasonable and considerate when making demands. Then you know whatever they're asking is a high priority, and you go ahead and sacrifice your own needs to meet their needs. If your people are not so reasonable or considerate, then you have to weigh the priority of each demand against the importance of what you'd have to give up to meet their demand. You'll be happier and healthier in the long run if you make sure you take adequate care of yourself so you have the energy and the generosity to want to take care of others. It's like being told if the plane crashes, put your own oxygen on first. Know yourself and what you need to remain steady in your emotions and keep healthy. Use that knowledge when you weigh which should come first, what your person is asking of you or taking care of yourself. If your needs must come first, don't give long explanations. Just say, "I wish I could, but I'm not able to do that." Saying no doesn't mean you have to give the person another solution, unless the age or frailty of your person suggests they can't do it for themselves. If you've already taught your people you'll always say yes, you can teach them you've changed, and sometimes you'll have to say no. You'll get over the guilt. For KUNR, this is Dr. Rebecca Jankovich.